Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Run into a coworker outside of like work? Was it awkward? Where's a place where you just don't want to run into a coworker? 314-531-9898. There are some places where like you run into a coworker, and I'm not talking like your friend coworker, but like you just don't want to run into them. You're like, oh, I'm trying to avoid this. Now I have this run in. 314-531-9898. Hannah ran into a coworker outside of work. And I feel like it was awkward because it just, then now everyone knows about Hannah's addiction.
Yeah. Yeah. So this past weekend, I was at the casino and all of a sudden I get a DM on Instagram from one of my coworkers who were not like super close or anything, but he DM'd me and he said, oh, are you wasting money that you don't have? And I was like, oh, my heart just dropped because I was at the casino. And I was like, oh, crap. Yes, I am. So awkward. And so then I saw my phone, like, have the notification, but then I didn't even want to, like, reply because I was like, okay, like, am I going to have to go up to him? Like, what if, like, he wants to, like talk to me about the casino and why I'm here? And then do I say I'm here all the time? Like, what do I do? It was really awkward.
I think running into a coworker when you're gambling is terrible. Like, you don't want to be like spending the money. And I also think anytime you're gambling, I also think it just brings up like money. Like, how much money does Hannah have? She could just throw it away at the casino. Like, you just don't want to be doing money stuff with people outside of work.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, the casino is kind of a thing where like everybody does their own thing.
Yes, so that's true too.
You're going to run into them multiple times while you're there too.
Yep.
What?
Like, you're not just going to see them once.
Yeah.
You're walking around the casino, seeing them five or six times.
That also is the worst when you run into someone and then you don't know if you're supposed to say hi again. Like, yeah. What's up again? Like, how's that blackjack table going?
Yeah, right. It's not like I can like invite them to like sit with me and, you know, be at a slot. Like, I don't know. It was just weird.
I think it's a top fiver, top tenner.
I was going to say, I think like there's two places you don't want to run into.
Strip club.
The three places. Because I was like, okay, strip club.
If you walk into a strip club, and like, let's just all just have some fun with this for a second. Let's not say you're like a serial strip clubber, but you're like at a bachelor party or a bachelorette party, and everyone's like going to the strip club, and you walk in, and then all of a sudden you see like Tony from Accountant sitting there getting a lap dance. You're like, oh my God, why are we both at the strip club?
Exactly. Yeah. I would think that an adult video store is another place.
Do they still have those?
I don't know.
Yeah. In the same section, just perusing the section together.
Exactly.
Oh, I have another awkward one I just remembered. I was at the Lake of the Ozarks and I saw a coworker and I was drunk in a bikini and that was really awkward.
Yes, terrible place to run into a coworker.
Really awkward.
314-531-9898. Where are places you ran into a coworker like, oh my God, this sucks? We'll take your phone calls after whatever Bruno Mars and Rose say in this. Rolling commercial free, and we're just discussing the worst places to run into a coworker. Look, our coworkers are cool, but I just read that like most people, like 90% of people, consider coworkers, and friends. They usually just don't mix together. So when you run into them outside of work, it's always a bit awkward, but there are certain places where you just, oh my God, we have to run into each other here. 314-531-9898. Where are the worst places to run into coworkers? You know what I was thinking about, and I think is weird, is like church. Like, I feel like church is your place, like your zone. You're just like reflection. And I always feel like someone's, like if a coworker sees me praying and looking at me, I'm always like, can I just pray? I just feel like they're looking at me.
I feel like it's just like really stiff. Like, what conversation could you fully have with your coworker inside of church? Then it feels wrong to talk to them about work in church.
They're like, oh yeah, like, hey, did you get that Excel sheet done? That's another one that's interesting. So the point I'm making is it doesn't always have to be naughty. Like, who texted on the text line? What do they say?
We had a text from Dave. He said, yeah, a terrible place would be the adult toy store.
Adult?
Mm, correct.
That happens in what's the TV show?
What is that?
Nobody wants this.
The rabbi runs into a large donor to the congregation at the sex shop, and they kind of don't ever speak about it.
Yep. And yeah.
But how awkward would that be?
Run into them at the sex shop. Okay. Good to see you.
How you doing?
Kristen, where is the place that you ran into a coworker?
Good morning. Okay. So this was exactly about 10 years ago. Our company paid for a work trip. It started in California for the first of the week, brought families, everything. CEO brought his family. You know, the whole vibe was just wonderful. The end of the trip ended in Philadelphia. And I actually got an early morning flight around 6 a.m. on one of those small charter planes because I had to be back early. Well, I don't think our CEO knew that I was on that flight. He flew with a woman that was not his wife and did not see me on the other side of the waiting area. And when we boarded the flight together, he saw me and was in the row right behind him. Deer in headlights. Deer in headlights.
Oh my goodness. Busted affair.
Busted affair on a flight.
Also, what an awesome company trip.
As a wife, it took everything I had not to strangle this man. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't care if you sign my paychecks. Like, yeah, it was very hard to, but never saw the guy again, never spoke of it, anything. So I don't know what happened after they got off the flight.
They broke up afterwards. Like, yeah, oh, this is that dude because Kristen over here knows all about it. Yeah. So yeah, oh my God. Thank you so
much. I almost asked for a raise and a promotion.
Yeah, you should have.
It's collateral.
I almost got a personalized letter. You know, you remember me? And it is what it is. You know, karma's real. So
you should have literally went into a meeting, like literally put your feet up on the desk, like, so what do you think my raise is going to be?
Right.
Right.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I should have been sitting at his desk when he got back.
Slow, like, you know, like the chair turn around, the slow turn of the chair.
Welcome
like,
back.
Welcome back.